So yes, it's Italian food. I have no idea.
Oh, Big Fatty's plane's going over.
Oh, you're landing, Big Fatty.
It's Larry the Veteran.
It's Larry the Veteran.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a veteran, and I am over at Gooch's house in Vera.
No.
What did you have for dinner, Tim?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
No.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 499 of the BFO for Friday, the 1st of January. 20 and 10 coming up on today's show. Big Fatty is going to tell you about what he got for Crema. And, y'all, we're going to look back on all the dead podcasts of 2009. Hi, everyone. I hope your New Year's Day is going well, and I decided to start off with something a little on the calm side today, and a look back, if you will, on the podcasts that are no longer with us, that left the face of the earth during 2009, because as you know, 2009 was the year of quitting. I'm just going to run down the list of podcast in Big Fatty's iTurds that are no longer with us. Of course, the first one to leave us in 2009 was Archer Radio, and we miss Archer and his daily tellings of what he did over the weekend and what winery he went to, and but he's gone. He's quit. He's just gone. one that was barely alive in 2009 was The Beat San Francisco, hosted by that Eric West. Eric is one of the straight listeners of the BFO, but he only did one, maybe two podcasts in 2009, and then he said, buh-bye. Y'all, dear Gussie. One that really never got started, I don't think, in 2009 was Bill the Gay Construction Worker. He just vanished. He gave up. He hung up his hammer and his screwdriver, and he's moved on. He went back to Kansas City, and they're not allowed to podcast there. Then, of course, there was Confessions of a Southern Boy in Yankee Land. Don't think it ever podcasted in 2009 either, but still, Eric the Southern Boy, cutie patootie, he's no longer with us, but anyway, we remember him fondly. the direct approach with British John. British John did one show in 2009, and then he just decided he'd rather have Spotted Dick and, Yorkshire pudding and blood sausage. So he said finger to everyone, and he just hung it up. He hung it up. Y'all, another one that we said goodbye to was The Dubious Intentions. That was with that Tristan from up there in the New York. I believe all the podcasts from the New York area pretty much have given up the ghost, and Tristan, he's out there, he's still drunk, but he said fuck it on the podcast, so you know how Tristan likes to fuck it. Oh, Big Fatty, you got dirty. Y'all, moving on down the list, we have the GPRN, yet another podcast that only podcasted one or two shows during 2009. We never really found out for sure what GPRN stood for, but we think it was the Gay Podcasting Rednecks. And once again, Eric the Southern Boy, he just quit. He just quit. And Pafretti, out there in the Austin, Texas, he really wanted to podcast, but yet he was deprived. And so he just unsubscribed from everything. Y'all, the next one, Gaze of Your Life, a podcast out of the Chicago's which starred that Warren. No, I'm sorry, that Denny and William out there in the Chicagos, and they podcasted a few episodes, and then they just said, "Oh, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it, fuck it." Wait a minute, I think I fucked this up. Dubious Intent was not Tristan. That was oh, poor Big Fatty. That was that Daniel Beaver. Dubious Intent. That Daniel Beaver, along with you know, the laconic Boy Scout and the naughty bed monkey, they just fucked it up. And then there was Jaded City with Tristan. However, I can just say that Jaded City starred that Daniel Beaver and that Alden, the laconic bed monkey, and the naughty Boy Scout. They just gave it up also. Y'all, the next one, which seems to have passed away, is the LK Today. Yes, we're used to hearing the munchings and crunchings of Larry Cly. However, you know, every once in a while he'll come back. He did three, I believe, in December, but you know, I believe he's on life support now. So it may be a premature death, but anyway, it's not breathing very loud. Nathan Out Loud. Nathan did a few shows this year. That Kim Brewer loved the Nathan Out Loud, but Nathan has just kind of pooped his pants and went on. The other O, dear Gussie. The other O fell in love with a Mexican from over there in the Europe, and that was it. Podcasting became secondary, and finally, Omar just gave the finger to the podcasting community. And we miss him greatly. Yes, we do. We do indeed. The QCast Connection. Yes, the QCast Connection. Gone, but not forgotten. The candle still burns brightly in Kim Moore's Lodge over at kimbeaver.com. And I think that's what it is. But the QCast Connection with Michael and the Super Bee, they too have followed in the footsteps of all the others. Real Men Wear Pink. Real Men Wear Pink. JT, I think he did one show in 2009. You know, he has about 8 shows and they all died. But Real Men Wear Pink was the one that Big Fatty subscribed to. And then it was gone as well. Then we can say goodbye we can say goodbye to, I thought we could say goodbye to the Gay Trucker, but the Gay Trucker came back in the middle of December. He did one show in 2009. We'll see if that continues or if he just gives us all the finger. We're mean because you're stupid. We're Mean Because You're Stupid is Jason and Ryan Starr, Cum Dumpster Jones, down there in the Orlando. Every podcast in the Orlando area quit during 2009, and we say au revoir to them. Also, we'll say au revoir to DQ Rick the Dairy Fairy. He also gave up the ghost in 2009. He got so busy making ice cream cakes that it was too much. It was just too much for him to continue podcasting. And then, of course, without smearing my eyeliner, you may not know what that is. It was better known as Princess Hannah's fucked up makeup. And Princess Hannah gave everyone the finger and started getting her makeup done correctly. So there was no reason to talk about how fucked up her makeup was. But y'all, the one that we will probably all miss the most, and by the most I mean the most, is that of Auntie Vera Charles.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Auntie Vera Charles, she's given it up. She's just stopped podcasting. People have unsubscribed. There was a week there in December that she just got mad at the world and started pissing blood. And So she stopped her podcast entitled Don't Eat My Homemade Spaghetti Sauce. And so we will miss it very much. And that is just a small list of the many, many podcasts that helped make 2009 the year of quitting.
Ah, quit! Big Freddy, why haven't you quit?
No! No, it will not happen! No! Big Fatty is coming to Washington, D.C. from Sunday, January 10th through Tuesday, January 19th. And it'll be your chance to come out and meet Big Fatty live. Big Fatty's having a meet and greet at the bar above the DuPont Italian Kitchen, which is located at 1637 17th Street Northwest. Right off of DuPont Circle, Big Fatty will be holding his meet and greet in the bar above, the Dick Bar is what they call it, and it is above the DuPont Italian Kitchen, so come out and meet, and by meet I mean come out and buy Big Fatty a beverage, hello, and Big Fatty will be there, and there are going to be prizes and giveaways, and oh dear gushy, Big Fatty, I will be at the Dick Bar on the 10th of January at 7 p.m. Well, if you can make it too, send Big Fatty a note, yes! Dear Gussie Big Fatty, how do you have so much time to do these lovely things for your listeners? Well, y'all, I'm just a giver. I am a giver. And Big Fatty, I hope y'all can make it out to see Big Fatty while he's up there in the Washington. I know that there will be some people that won't be able to make it, but, you know, if that's the case, maybe we can meet up while I'm up there, and you'll just miss the meet and greet. Oh, Big Fatty, I don't want to meet the miss and greet. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, did you know that on New Year's Eve there was a blue moon? Big Fatty, it didn't look blue to me. Well, that's because that doesn't refer to the color. It does not refer to the color of the new moon. And y'all, it happened, the blue moon occurred in the southern hemisphere down there near the Faroe Islands and New Zealand and Australia. It occurred for them on the 1st today. It occurs today on the 1st. But the blue moon is when... No, that's not true, because today would be... The blue moon will be at the end of January, because it's the second full moon in the same month. So, it couldn't be a blue moon on the 1st of January, because that would just be the... Oh, Big Fatty, move on. Well, you've got one coming. Southern Hemisphere. And y'all, the blue moon occurs. I did a little research on this because I thought, Big Fatty, how often does the blue moon occur on New Year's Eve? Y'all, it occurs every 19 years. On New Year's Eve, there will be a blue moon. And y'all, which means that the last time it occurred was in 1990 in Big Farty. Ah, poor Big Fatty, he got it right, Big Farty. It occurred in 1990, and I was 34 years old then, and the next one will occur in 2028, and y'all will be 72. Poor Big Fatty, I hope your eyesight holds up so you can see the blue moon. Yes, yes, yes. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I have got all of my Crema presents here, and I just want to tell you about some of them. Y'all, I got a lovely deluxe valet, which is one of those things that it's kind of like a little stand that you can hook up all your different things into, and it's one plug, and it sits on your dresser or whatever, and has a little drawer for your jewelry and everything. But y'all, this one has a clock, and you can play the iPod through it and everything. It's a fancy one, y'all. It is just a fancy one. Of course, I've got the Crema cookies, which I've told you about in the past. And y'all, I want to just tell you about some of these other things that Big Fatty got. Y'all, my brother, he has become quite a craftsman, and he made me a set of salt and pepper shakers on his little tools there in his workshop. And y'all, it's really quite very nice. Y'all, I also received something called space bags. And evidently, you put your clothes in them, and then you roll them up, and it takes all the air out of them. Y'all, it sounds like something that Big Fatty needs to have in his body to take all the air out. But Big Fatty, the air comes out of you just enough as it is. And y'all, then I also got one of these home things that it's the jug, and you pour the fragrant oil in it, and it has those sticks that stick out. And y'all, I got the apple spice one. It's called a reed diffuser. Ah, Big Fatty, you need a big reed diffuser. Y'all, I also got a $50 gift card to the Lowell's because y'all, I need an exhaust fan in my kitchen. But you know they're out of season. They're out of season right now. I also got some apple snack gift cards, which Big Fatty has already used, and got himself one of the Magic Mouses. And y'all, it's kind of interesting. I've never had a wireless mouse before, but I like the feel of it and everything. And I'm still learning how to use that. Of course, I got the delicious Chick-fil calendar. Oh, Big Fatty, we know you love a Chick-fil calendar. And there's some more crema cookies. And y'all, I got a micro suede body pillow pillowcase, which y'all, I thoroughly, thoroughly love that. And then what else did I get? There was something else. Oh, Big Fatty, you've already forgotten. One of the things that the Hats gives me and my brothers every year is the presidential dollar coins that come out each year. And so we got this year's, and y'all, the presidential dollar coins that were issued, and I'm bending down now, because, you know, that's going to disturb Miss Kitty. She does not like it when I bend down, because she has to adjust the volume. But y'all, this year's coins that were issued were William Henry Harrison, John Tyler, James K. Polk, and Zachary Taylor. Wasn't Zachary Taylor on that Lost in Space? I think he was, y'all. I think he played Dr. Smith on Lost in Space. And then my little niece, she gave me a handmade pot holder. And y'all, it's just the sweetest little thing, and I'll probably burn my hand on it. But that's okay. And y'all, the Hat Arena gave me and my brothers each a thing of her famous cheese cookies. Which are really not cookies at all, but they look like cookies, but anyway. And y'all, she gave us a box full of Maytag blue cheese. And y'all, it comes in wedges, and there must be 40 wedges of blue cheese in this box. And y'all, it is delicious. Delicious. And y'all, I got some gift cards to the Kohl's department store. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Big Fatty found the best buy. I found a Ralph Lauren long overcoat, top coat, and y'all, it was a $275 coat, and y'all, I got it for $109. I couldn't believe it. Big Fatty, you done good. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, you know, we all make resolutions at this time of year, and y'all, Big Fatty's resolution is that he is going to keep track of how much money he saves on the coupon during 20 and 10, and then at the end of 20 and 10, I will be announcing how much money Big Fatty has saved with the Publix coupon, because, oh yes, Big Fatty, we love to hear about the coupon. It is just a lovely part of your show. Yes, it is. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has to go back to work on Monday, like many of you probably have to also, so I'm not really looking forward to that, but I'm sure many of you are looking forward to it.
No, I'm not.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.